The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette. Psychologists call it projection, the act of seeing one's own faults or one's own dark side in somebody else. Governments provide great examples of this. Some may remember the Soviet Union complaining all throughout the Cold War about U.S. imperialists, but its charge was actually lost because it was occupying half of Europe at the time. But whether you call it projection, double standards, or just plain old hypocrisy, we should be aware of what our government's doing, and Ron Paul will help us to see ourselves as others see us right after this.
How would you like to do something that's good for you and good for America? Well, you can, just by shopping like you normally do. You see, just about everybody uses Amazon these days, because it's so easy. But from now on, when you're going to shop on Amazon, go to the PodcastOne.com Ron Paul page and click on the Amazon link there. When you do, a portion of whatever you buy gets kicked back to the Ron Paul Show to help keep the podcast coming and keep us from having to run tons and tons of ads. So we can be selective and focus on getting you Ron's message. So do it. Go to PodcastOne.com, click on the Ron Paul page, and click on Amazon. The next time you're going to buy something, use that link. You'll be helping yourself because you're buying something you want, and helping America because you're helping keep Ron Paul's messages coming. And there's no extra costs involved. You pay the same price. It's the same Amazon. If you want to help out even more, tell your friends to do the same thing. Go to PodcastOne.com, click on Ron Paul, then click on the Amazon link. You'll be glad you did.
Whether it's about currency manipulation or spying, nuclear weapons, or even starting wars, the U.S. government is involved in some pretty outrageous double standards.
There's no doubt about it. It's been going on for a long time. And it's really a tough position to be because nobody likes to criticize their own government. And when they do, you know, people who don't want the message out, like those people in government, they will paint us who want to put these inconsistencies out as being less patriotic than we should be and being un-American. And this is consistent and persistent. The way they treat those of us who would like to just know the plain truth of things. And of course, I think that is what the goal should be. So it's always bothered me when we as a country and our officials would go around the world. First off, in the currency manipulations, we go to China and we condemn China for keeping a weak currency. And if only they would quit manipulating their currency, we would have better trade benefits from them. They would buy more stuff from us. At the same time, we manipulate our currency more so than anybody else. And it's more significant, too, because we are the reserve currency of the world. The dollar serves a very special purpose. And when we manipulate our currency, it has a bigger effect and it's a tremendous benefit to us. But to go and condemn other countries, there was one time when somebody talked about this in China and they actually laughed at our official pretending. So it doesn't go unnoticed. You know, people know that it's happening. At least the people outside our country, Americans too often, you know, are oblivious to this and they believe the propaganda. But it's also occurred, you know, with cyber security. We're complaining that they're spying on us, and we have been so much involved, everything from spying on China and the Europeans and messing around with the computers for legalized use of computers in the nuclear industry in Iran. And actually, we have gone in there and manipulated and caused a great deal of harm and just looking for trouble. So it's the hypocrisy that counts. But, you know, I think this is so necessary for those who want to maintain an empire. You know, they'll do anything and everything to maintain power, which is exactly the opposite of what a republic should be about. A republic is to protect the liberties of the individuals of that particular country, and we're not supposed to have our governments involved in trade arguments and trade policies, manipulating currencies. There is a role for the government that is maintain a sound currency, but not to manipulate it for the benefit of those who are able to, you know, get this information and benefit from currency manipulations or benefit from foreign aid and these trade agreements. There's always somebody that's going to benefit. In a free market, in a true republic and protecting liberty, you wouldn't have any of this. You would have a government very, very limited in scope But individuals would have rights and responsibility, and they would be better watchdogs, and they wouldn't have any advantages over the taxpayer. And the one thing characteristic about a system that we have today, and Mises, the great Austrian economist, pointed this out. He said that once you start doing this type of manipulating and serving the interests of the powerful, you will destroy the middle class. And I think of that so often because our middle class, as a result of this manipulation, especially since the early 70s, since we reject the whole notion of a sound currency, our middle class keeps shrinking. Standard of living has gone down. Real wages have not gone up. And yet there's a tremendous amount of wealth today around the world and in our country, but it's being limited. And this is what's stirring up the trouble. The people are recognizing this. There's better means of communication. There are these podcasts out there that we're able to reach a lot more people. And it's a lot different than when the government had total control of the information process by government propaganda and major networks. Today, I see it's a tremendous advantage for us to be able to point out these inconsistencies and the hypocrisy that has gone on, whether it's cybersecurity, whether it's trade policy or monetary manipulation. And I think we live in very healthy times because the people are waking up. Healthy times in that information is going to happen. But quite frankly, I think we live in very dangerous times because the people are going to be very, very angry and upset. I'm just, you know, anxious to make sure they get upset at the right things for the right reason, and then they might do the right, propose the right things to correct these problems. But if they just get angry and say, hey, you know, I've been ripped off and I'm going to just use violence to take care of this, that's the big threat I see. So I see an opportunity to take these inconsistencies at the great risk, and many of us who have been in the freedom movement have witnessed this for a long time, to be an accused that we're less than loyal. But I've always believed, and many, I believe, agree with me, you know, to be patriotic doesn't mean that you're blindly obedient to everything the government tells it we must do. Being a patriot is to defend liberty and defend our Constitution, to defend individual rights against the abuse of government. So I am optimistic enough to keep in this fight, to keep making these points that we live in an age that is rapidly changing and that we have a vital role to play in trying to mold the principles of liberty so that we move in the right direction.
One of the most bizarre attempts at thought control is the way the military repeatedly and fruitlessly forbids its personnel from seeing news that everybody in the rest of the world knows about. We'll ask Dr. Paul about that when we continue our conversation in a moment.
I'm Ron Paul. I'd like to thank our sponsors. Their support makes these conversations possible.
We talk a lot here about gold. This is Charles Goyette. While you need to protect yourself and your family with gold, you also need to protect yourself from dealers who sell overpriced gold coins, coins with high profit margins. High profits for them, that is, not so great for you. Because I take this seriously, I want to refer you to CMI Gold and Silver. Helping people avoid overpriced gold is actually a part of CMI's mission statement. Call CMI Gold and Silver at 855-757-7285 or look them up online at CMIGS.com. That's just CMI and then GS for gold and silver. CMIGS.com. Protect yourself. Call now. Speak with one of their knowledgeable advisors. 855-757-7285. 855-757-7285.
Well, the United States talks about open societies and access to information and so on, but in both the Snowden revelations and the WikiLeaks disclosures back in 2010, the military commanded people, its personnel, not to read certain news and blocked access to websites to find out about things that everybody in the rest of the world already knew about.
So the government is doing exactly what they're supposed to not be doing. They're supposed to protect our privacy, and they're supposed to be open and tell us what they're doing in a free society. You know, they always use this statement that if they're going to have surveillance on us, it's always for a good purpose, to find the bad guys and stop people from attacking us and give us national security. And if you don't have anything to hide, why should you worry? Just let it be out in the open. You know, I keep wondering, why don't we turn that around and say to the government, If you don't have anything to hide, why don't you tell us what you're doing? But they're the ones who want to do everything in secret. The people who tell us the truth, that they're supposed to be protected under the laws of whistleblowing, they're the ones who are most likely to get punished for this and go to prison for telling the truth. So I would like to see a time where we reverse this to what the founders intended, and that is our privacy should be protected in a free society. The government should be open, and it would be almost irrelevant because the government would be in charge of so little. They wouldn't be in charge of monetary manipulation. They wouldn't be in charge in passing out funds around the world and threatening countries if they don't do our bidding, if they don't obey us on who they're going to give asylum to or not, then they would have to act differently. But as soon as once an empire is established and they have the monetary, financial, and economic and military power, you know, it's pretty hard to challenge the empire. And that's what's happening today around the world. Our empire is being challenged. And quite frankly, I think it's to our benefit. So if we're interested in preserving a republic and preserving liberty, we have to challenge the concept of empire. But empires are determined to maintain their power and control over the money, over the economy, over trade, and over the military. It is exactly opposite of what was intended by the founders by writing up our Constitution. The goal there was to protect liberty, not to establish the conditions for us to become an empire. It is in our best interest, if that is your concern, to have liberty, is to challenge the empire and make sure that there's transparency of what the government is doing, and make sure that we concentrate on protecting the privacy of all American citizens.
Thank you, Dr. Paul. We certainly don't want to deceive ourselves about who we are or what we are doing. It's been another great conversation and podcast. Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.